It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
The Go Birds Podcast, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Picks Pod, and Elliott Shore Parks. We finally didn't lose. Now, I'm not going to say we won full out because we had a push in our parlay, but we didn't lose our money. We won something, Elliott.
Well, you're saying we didn't win.
We
the
did
money
win.
We got in our account is real.
You're right.
I mean, look, we pushed, but we still won the bet.
Two of three.
We placed a three-team parlay, and we won money off of it.
Yes.
So for the first time this season, and I will say, I think that means we're officially red hot. You add in the fact that your boy was 10-4-1
Whoa!
Last week. Oh, I'm feeling good.
This is two out of 3 weeks for you. You've been white hot week. 2 out of 3 weeks.
I know. If you look at what I've done, I went 6-10, 10-5, 5-11, 10-4. So I'm very, kind of like the Eagles defense.
So
I'm very hit or miss.
Yeah, so maybe this week bet against Elliott, next week back on board with Elliott.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Yes, yes. I love it. What was my record last week? Not as good as yours.
So we both had a push. You were 7-4-1. And so on the season now, you are 38-36, and I am 37-40.
Okay. So. All right, I'll take
I feel
it.
Like that doesn't add up, but that's what I have written down.
Yeah, well, you know, we're getting there.
So I'm one game back. I'm one game back.
Okay, let's just go with that. All right, let's win today. I don't know the lines this week, but I looked at the slate of games. I feel pretty good. It always depends on where the lines are, but I feel like I got a good read on this week in terms of the games themselves and how they're going to play out. So, you know, I'm just saying. I think we're going to bring you some
money. A lot of home underdogs.
Yes, plus, in a little bit, we're going to tell you about a deal that you have a little bit of time to take advantage of before tonight's Eagles game that is the best deal we've ever told you about on this podcast. So stay tuned for that. Elliott, let's just dive in. Let's freaking bring it today. I'm ready to make picks. I don't need to BS around. I don't need to talk about how I watched another episode of Squid Games last night, and I'm obsessed with it. We don't need to talk about that. We need to talk about Week 6. How you doing? Let's go.
All right. Then I also won't bring up the fact that I watched the first episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion. It's a four-part event, obviously. So first night down, it was very good. But like I said, we don't have to get into that. We could do a whole pod on that if we wanted. We get right to the picks.
I think the move is right to the picks, especially after
right
hearing that. Yes, yes. I agree. Right to the picks. It is.
All right. So shall we do guessing? Do you want to guess as normal? Or?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I obviously know the Eagles line. We made our pick. We both picked the Eagles to cover, but to lose. We're going to stick with that, I'm assuming.
Well, yes, but have you looked at the line today?
Has it changed?
It is down to 6.5.
Ooh. We still get it at 7. We made the pick at 7. We're just saying. Just for records.
I think we should get it at 6.5 for what it's
worth.
Well,
it's better at 7. It's better at 7. We want it at 7.
Oh, right. Good point. Never mind. We want it at 7.
Come on, buddy. Good point. Come on, buddy. We're taking it at 7.
Any new thoughts on the game?
No. Brady's playing, obviously. No. You know, here's what I'll say. I don't feel confident or anything like that, obviously. I don't think anyone. I just did a radio show, and there's not a lot of confidence out there. But, like, look. Every year, like we said the other day, every year there's a game that nobody on the planet expects them to win, and they win. They're at home on a Thursday night. Brady's 44 years old. You know, it's tough to play at 44, even though he's making it look like it's not tough. It's tough to play at 44, particularly on a short week on the road. I think that matters. And the Eagles have nothing to lose tonight. Nobody thinks they have a chance in this game. The Bucs have everything to lose tonight. You know, that's a good spot to be in. So while I don't think they win the game, like, if we're talking... you know, later tonight, tomorrow morning, whatever, in our postgame pod about an Eagles victory, like, I'm not going to be completely shocked if they win a close game, the ball bounces their way. But again, I can't say I believe they're going to win.
So here would be a little bit of gambling advice that's in the fun category, not the, like, you're going to win money category.
Which is kind of what we specialize in, if we're being real.
Exactly. So if the Eagles win this game, it's because Brady just plays bad, doesn't care, that type of thing. I'd be interested in like a alternate line type of thing. Like bet the Eagles minus, if you do the -5, it's +420. So they just have to win by less than a touchdown. Ooh. Or, you know, 5 or more.
Look at you.
What do you think about that?
Just go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, let's put it this way. I agree. If they're going to win, I mean, why not take a shot that they'll win by a touchdown?
Right. Exactly. So I think that'd be an interesting bet to make, or you could get them +50. I mean, we can discuss that later on.
Yes, we will get there. That is a winning bet if I've ever heard one.
All right, so we're both taking the Eagles +6.5. That's correct?
Correct.
I can't remember.
+7. +7. We did it yesterday. We get our line from yesterday, but yes.
Okay. All right, next game. London, still getting the best football games possible. Dolphins at Jags. Again, in London, but the Jags are the home team.
Dolphins by 2.5.
Ooh, close. Dolphins. Oh, wait. No, never mind. You're not correct. The Jaguars are 3-point home dogs. So you were close.
I was close. Really close.
Yeah, you were close. Yeah, you were really close. Yeah.
I'll go first on this one. I'm taking the Jags, man.
Me too.
You know, I know they got a new coaching staff and all that, but there's something institutional about having to go to London every single bleeping season. I just think they know how to do it, and I think, you know, I think they're going to win a game at some point. I think Jacoby Brissett has not looked great. The Dolphins have not looked great. I think Tua might play. Still doesn't really move the needle for me. I'm gonna take the Jags. I feel gross.
Yeah, and this feels like the only game they'll win all season that their fans don't even get to watch. Feels like appropriate, you know. So
well, they might have as many fans in London as in Jacksonville, Elliot. It's possible.
That's a good point, actually. I agree. I'm taking the Jags as well. I just feel like they'll find a way to somehow win this game. The Dolphins might just be a complete train wreck.
Dolphins might be giving the Eagles a top 5 pick, Elliot.
They might. And, well, the crazy thing is everyone's so focused on the Colts pick for obvious reasons. But there's no, like, there's nothing on the Dolphins pick. Like, they just get it no matter where it is.
Yep.
And that thing could end up being, like, top 7, top 5.
It could be top 5. They're a 1-4 team.
It could be top 3.
That looks bad. Like, they look bad, man. So... Real quick aside, and we'll talk about the Chargers in a bit because that's actually a really good game, them and the Ravens this week. But, man, and I know this has been said many times, but just to add our own flavor to it, how do you look at Justin Herbert if you're a Dolphins fan? How do you watch that guy? And, like, man, Tua over Herbert is going to go down potentially as one of the all-timers. It's so bad.
Well, I mean, think about the fact at how obsessed – Eagles fans are with like JJ over DK Metcalf,
Justin Jefferson,
Jalen Reagor. Yeah, like, could you imagine if Howie passed on Justin Herbert for Tua?
Oh, my God, I can't. Like, we might implode as a city.
It would not be good. All right, both taking the Jags, which feels like a way to lose. Bengals
bet on the Dolphins.
Yes, Bengals at Lions.
Bengals by 4.
Wow, you're close today. Not there, but close. 3.5. So the Lions are
I home, almost said 3.5. I'm so mad at myself. I was going to say 3.5. Anyway, you're up
first. I might take the Lions in this one. They fight. They play teams close. Bengals still kind of learning to win. They're at home. I'm going to take the Lions. Man, taking the Jags and Lions in back-to-back games. Just this is how you end up with 4-11-1 one week.
So I
like the Bengals, though. I do like the Bengals.
I do, too. I like your rationale. I think the Lions fight hard, clearly. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the Bengals. I think the Bengals are a shockingly decent football team, and Joe Burrow is legit. And, you know, they went into Green Bay and almost won that football game, as we all know.
Yeah.
I'll take the Bengals, but I think your rationale is right. I came in thinking I was going to take the Lions, but my gut's telling me Bengals.
All right, so this one, I think, and I know you write them down as we go, this one feels like a parlay lock. Packers at Bears, so in Chicago. Do you want to guess the line?
So because you said it, I probably would have guessed higher. I think I would have gone Packers by 6 or 7. I'll lower that because of what you said. I'll say Packers by 4.5.
Boom. You got it. You're on fire today.
Well,
you're
to be fair, I would have said 6, somewhere between 6. Probably would have gone 6.5 or 7 there. You did, by
true.
You saying
I think
that.
You'd it, do a bit of a clue.
But still, I appreciate it. I feel good about it. So where are we
do
going?
We
are you going Packers? It's got to be Packers.
Oh, right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, 4.5 is ridiculous. I know they just played well against who they just beat up. The Raiders.
The Raiders. Won, like, but the Raiders had the Gruden thing going on and all that. Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Bears are 3-2, and they are ripe to get knocked down. I'm writing this one down. This is a real chance to be a parlay pick.
Also, real quick, I'm guessing the Raiders play. Yeah, the Raiders play later, so we can talk about it. But like the Eagles game against the Raiders now, like if they can somehow beat the Bucs tonight, right? You move to 3-3, then you get the Raiders. You
we
come out of that
5-3,
seven,
Elliot.
And
then you got the Lions. Are we talking 5-3?
All of a sudden, my 11 wins doesn't sound that crazy.
Because
you got to think the Raiders games will win now.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way for sure. We'll get there when we get there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think they win tonight, so we don't have to worry. But that would be something, buddy. That would be something.
Optimism is back.
I
all
love
right.
it.
Texans at Colts. What a devastating loss for the Colts, by the way.
Oh my God! How great was that? Like, what a lovely thing to watch.
I just knew they were gonna lose that game the whole time I'm watching. I'm like, how are they going to lose?
See now,
to
this,
lose that way.
This is why if you're Elliot in that moment, you know they're down 22-3, and you're like, you know what?
Oh, I should
Carson's
have live bet
gonna
it.
Lose. Yeah, you open up the Parks app and you live bet the game. It could have been plus like 800 or something.
Yeah, because they were up 14.
Yeah, the money line. Right, I bet it was like +6, +8, something like that.
That's a shame. All
I don't
right.
know.
What do you think for this one?
I will say Colts by 8.
Colts by 10.
Whoa, buddy. Whoa.
What do you think?
Oh, man. I feel like the Colts.
I mean, is that quarterback still starting for the Texans?
He's all right. Davis Mills, okay. He looked good that last game. They fought against the Patriots. I think the Colts win, but the Colts feel like one of those teams that, you know, we always are like, that team has no business being favored by this amount of points. The Colts have no business being favored by 10 points. I'll take the Texans.
When's the last time we saw Carson Wentz blow a team out?
It's a great question. 2017.
I mean, I guess, did they blow the Dolphins out in their win? That
was,
might have
yeah,
been one.
But remember, they were like losing for a while, and then they ended up scoring a bunch late. I think they did. It was like 34-18 or something is what sticks out in my head. But
so I'm taking the Texans as well, which means I'm now taking the Jags, the Lions, and the Texans. So
yes.
A lot of home dogs.
Talk about a murderer's row.
Yeah. All right. Chiefs at Washington.
So my gut is to go like 8, but I know the Chiefs lines haven't been as big lately. I'll say 7.5.
Very close again. Not as close as you have been. 6.5.
Oh, so I should have gone lower. I mean, I know for sure
where I'm going.
Yeah, this is a parlay one, right? I mean, the Chiefs are crushing Washington.
There's no way the Chiefs are going to lose.
I like this one more than the Packers one. I think the Chiefs go into Washington's past defense has been the worst in football, or like one of the two worst in football. Like Washington's defense has been horrendous.
True.
I think the Chiefs roll this game. I'm with you, buddy.
All right. Put it down as a parlay.
That's a lock parlay. It is in the parlay.
All right. Next one. Chargers at Ravens.
Game of the week. I love this game. I think it's a super fun one from a matchups perspective.
Two great quarterbacks.
By
the way,
yes.
Like, sorry, real quick. I shouldn't say everyone, because obviously Lamar Jackson got a ton of buzz for his big game on Monday night. But locally, it was more about Carson. Like, Lamar Jackson looks extremely improved as a passer. Like, he just sat back there and just picked them apart. Like, and I was very impressed. Like,
are you implying that quarterbacks can improve? It didn't. If I listened to people talk about Jalen Hurts, I didn't know that was possible. I thought what he is through nine games is who he'll be forever. I had no idea.
Well, good to know. Your boy the camera.
Look at that.
Your boy the camera.
Yeah. It was a subtweet, but you called it out. That's fine.
All right. What are you thinking?
I think this feels like a classic standard 3 points. Baltimore by three.
Baltimore by 2.5.
Wow.
So they're kind of a little bit home dogs. But
it is interesting. They're saying on a neutral field, the Chargers are a half point better. I wish it were three, because I was going to take the Chargers no matter what in this game. So the Chargers, there feels like there's something going on there. You know, the coach.
Dude, their coach is unbelievable.
I told you, man. I love Brandon Staley.
You're right.
This guy's so great. Like, he's like a once a week, there's like a clip of him where everyone's like, this guy.
Well, I texted you this, but like, just some of the stuff he says, like, I would just love to hear Sirianni's answer to some of those same questions.
I know. It wouldn't sound the same, let's say that.
Right.
Yeah. So I was going to take the Chargers no matter what. I wish I were getting the extra half point there, but I actually think the Chargers win this game outright. I think Baltimore coming off that Monday night, like, thriller win, unexpected, the way they won that game, like, that takes it out of you. We've seen Baltimore not show up for that Lions game already this year. I'm not saying they're not going to show up, but I think the Chargers go in with something to prove. Like, this is a big game for the Chargers, a statement game for the Chargers. I love them. I'm taking the Chargers.
All right, we're going to disagree on this one, too. I'm going to take the Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson is playing really well in Baltimore. I know they had to come back against the Colts, but they still won the game. I think they have a better defense. I'm more in on the Ravens. And I love the Chargers.
Which is surprising, because you were not before. This is a turn for you. I like it.
Agreed. So I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Okay. So, what it's worth, just for the listeners, I would have considered putting this in the parlay game, just so you know how strongly I feel about the Chargers. I feel really good about this one. Also, for the listeners, Elliot, before we get to the next game, we teased it before, but if you are listening to this when we put it out, it is Thursday right now. You have about 5 hours from when this pod is up to take advantage of this deal. So hopefully you are listening quick. And if you are, open the Park Sportsbook app now. If you've not downloaded it yet, download it, sign up, do the whole thing, because the Park Sportsbook is offering all customers a special bet for tonight's game against Tampa Bay. Listen to this. Elliot alluded to it before. They are offering the Birds, Philadelphia, plus 50 points at odds of plus 120. So you're getting plus 50 points at plus odds. You can only make a max bet of $50, but it is a winning bet of $50. It is worth betting all 50 on it. This is on the website as special, so just look for the special tab on the website. And unrelated to any other bets being offered for this Birds game on Thursday tonight. Again, it is a special offer for all customers. The Birds, plus 50 at odds of plus 120 for tonight's game. The max bet of $50. Again, like, plus 50. The Birds need to not lose more than 50 points and you win the bet.
So on the last pod, because, you know, not every, like, if you're listening to the Parks pod, you're using the Parks app, you're gambling, like, you understand what plus 50 means. On the last pod, I kind of explained it out for the people. But to everyone listening to this, like, imagine walking into that stadium, watching TV tonight and being like, I've pretty much already won my bet. Like, there's no stress there.
Yeah.
So I think it's a smart bet.
It's a great point, Elliot. There are very, 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 very few stress-free bets. This is a stress-free bet. It is a no-brainer. One more time, it is a special for all customers. You can get the Birds plus 50 at odds of plus 120 for tonight's Eagles-Bucks game. The max bet is $50. Download the app at parkscasino.com/PA. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Again, this offer is only good until tonight at 8 o'clock, so make sure you take advantage of it. All right, Elliot, what's the next game?
So the next game is Rams at Giants, and I think an interesting exercise would be to guess the amount of total points the Giants are underdogs by this season. So, like, you know, if they're underdogs by 4 1 week, and then the next week it's like 3, so they're underdogs of like 7 points.
I love this.
I think it could legitimately be up to like 100 points.
Yeah. No, it's a great point. I mean, their next 5 games, I saw a bunch of Giants beats tweeting it out, like, they will be an underdog in all five.
And they will be heavy underdogs. So this one, Rams at Giants.
So I'm guessing they're pretty heavy.
It looks like Daniel Jones is going to play, by the way.
Right. I would guess they're a pretty heavy underdog in this one. I'll go double digits, 10 points.
9.5, very close again. You've been off by like a half point on 4
so
or 5.
So close on a lot of it. I feel good about my guessing for the most part, but man, close.
So are the Rams coming off a loss? Am I missing a game in there?
No, the Rams are coming off the Thursday night win against Seattle. So they've 10 days to prepare. They had the loss prior to that to the Bucs. 10 days to prepare. I love that I'm getting that extra half point there because I think the Rams win by double digits. I will happily take the Rams here.
Daniel Jones, little frisky.
Your dude.
Like, little frisky.
You're a Dimes guy.
You know, for what it's worth, they did beat the Saints, right? So like
Danny Nichols.
Yeah, Danny Dimes. I'm in on Danny Dimes, but I'm taking the Rams, like you said. I just think the Rams are the far superior team. You get the half point, so you know.
Extra time to prepare, all that stuff.
Extra
too.
Time to prepare, all that stuff, yeah. All right, I'm going to go with the Rams. Too.
Okay.
So we are in agreement on that one.
But not next a parlay one, because you're a little hesitant.
Well.
I'll write it down lower down, and we'll see. We'll see where we're at the end here.
But we could do like Rams money line.
Well, that won't really help much, I'm guessing. But
well, I mean, it'll help a little. It's a lock, so you just throw it in there.
All right. What's
even if it gets us an extra few bucks. Like, all right, it's Vikings true. At Panthers.
Vikings at Panthers. I would guess this is pretty close to even. I'll give the Panthers by 1.5.
Wow, you are just killing it today. Exactly 1.5.
No way. Is it really?
Yeah, and what's so funny is you said before you feel like you had a good read on these games.
I did.
You really have.
I'm really happy there. I honestly was wavering between pick 'em and then I went all the way up to 1.5, so I'm really happy.
Here's my thing. The Panthers aren't good. I saw them last week. Sam Darnold's not good. Their defense is a little overrated. Christian McCaffrey wasn't even at practice today, apparently, so I don't think he plays. And honestly, even if he comes back, I don't think it changed things that much for him. If you're that bad at the quarterback, I'm not a believer. The Vikings move the ball. I like Kirk Cousins way better than I like Sam Darnold. Honestly, I think you could convince me to like Mike Zimmer more than I like Matt Rhule, and I'm not even a Mike Zimmer guy. So I'm going to take the Vikings. I'm going to take the Vikings in this one.
I already wrote it down for our parlay, Vikings plus 1.5. As soon as you started talking and I knew that we were on the same page,
Vikings minus 1.5.
Oh, minus. Clear. Oh, then I didn't get it right. I said Panthers minus 1.5, so I didn't get it right. I was 3 points off, Elliot. I wasn't even close.
So you weren't even close. I apologize.
What a disaster.
But at least you got the moment where you felt like you were right.
Yeah, it's true.
Because it's really all that
can't
matters,
take that
you know,
away
like...
from me. But so I, even at minus well. 1.5, I love the Vikings, yes.
Yes. All right, next one. Arizona at Cleveland.
This is the other game of the week. This is a great game.
It's a good one.
Arizona at Cleveland. I know Arizona's undefeated. It's in Cleveland. I like Cleveland a lot more than you do. I think Cleveland's a good football team. I will say Cleveland by, I can't believe I'm about to do it again, but I'll say 1.5 again. You know what? Cleveland by 2.
Cleveland by 3.
So close.
But no cigar.
But
unfortunately.
No. So I don't even get the fake
it's
moment.
It's pretty wild. Even if the Cardinals are undefeated and I know the Browns are a good team, but I would be interested to know how many teams that were like 5-0 and better.
Are an underdog. That's a great point, Elliot. I'll bet you it's rare.
I'll bet you it's almost never happened.
Yeah, well, it's got to be the perfect situation of a 5-0 team, first of all, which is rare enough. 5-0, you know, there doesn't happen very often for most teams, you know. And then 5-0, and then you add in the fact that in week 6 they are playing a good team, but likely on the road, you know. So it's probably pretty rare.
Right. Can't decide where to go on this one. Part of me feels like you take the points with the undefeated team.
I mean, that's probably the smart bet. I'm a Browns guy. I like the Browns. I think I've been waiting for the week the Cardinals lose. I wish it were 2.5. I wish I weren't giving up the extra point because it does feel like a 3-point win. But I will still take the team I think wins the game. I'll take the Browns.
All right, I'm taking the Cardinals. We're on the opposite side of this one too. So this one, when I was going through all the lines, is the weirdest line to me. Cowboys at Patriots.
Okay, so I would have said Cowboys by 7.
I should stop giving little hints.
Well, yeah, so it's obviously not that. So I'll drop it down to like Cowboys 4, 4.5, something like that.
3.5.
What?
Right? I've double-checked this twice. Like, I'm definitely looking at this correctly on the app. It is definitely Cowboys -3.5.
What? Yeah, so this, you know, this is... So for those
is that line weird enough? Where
yeah,
you're like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, so those who listen to us a lot know that we'll have those moments where we have the line telling us something, so to speak, and then we usually will say, bleep that, and then we end up being wrong.
Exactly what I'm gonna do.
Me too. I don't get it. Dallas is good. Like, I hate them, but they're legit,
and
man.
They score. Like, they score. The Patriots struggle to score. The Cowboys are going to get in the 20s.
All right. So even though. I'm going to write it down. Maybe we don't put it in the parlay because the line is so weird, but like I feel so good about Dallas.
Me too.
So we're writing it down and we'll see how we'll come back to it. But we're
I don't know.
Again, if you had just let me guess and had not said what you said, I would have guessed Dallas by 7. Like that's what I would have guessed. Yeah. Like we're talking about being 3.5 points off on a line. Like that's crazy.
I mean, I'm guessing it's not supposed to snow, right? It's too early in the year for snow.
Even then, I'll take Zeke and Pollard running all over them. Like, I don't know.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, but it keeps the game closer.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. The Las Vegas Raiders at the Broncos.
I don't know what the line is. I'm going to say it yet. I'm taking the Broncos, whatever the line is. I'll say Broncos by 3.5.
Boom.
Raiders.
And it's definitely correct this time.
Yes. I will take the Broncos. I think that your coach quits in the middle of the week. Look,
well,
maybe they rally for the special
quit.
Team guy, you know, resigns, whatever, fired, however, whatever really happened. They might rally. It could be one of those where they rally and they bond together. I don't see it. I don't see it. I think the Broncos win.
Yeah, I think the Raiders are going to be a complete mess the rest of the
season. I agree with you. I think this is the beginning of the end for that team.
All right, Bo taking the Broncos. Okay, so this is a good one. Well, actually, never mind. It's not a good one because I forgot Russell Wilson's out. Seahawks at Steelers.
Oh, what a bummer. I'll go without Russell Wilson, Steelers by 5.5.
Oh, my God. That's correct as well. No, are you looking at
this? No, I swear on my life. Was it really 5.5?
It's 5.5, yeah.
That one really makes me feel good. That was a really exciting.
Yeah, that's a hard line to read, too.
I didn't think about it too much. I just gut and said it. Wow, that's really cool. I'll take the Steelers. That's really cool. I
think I'm going to take the Steelers, too.
I'm legit. Like, this day is made. Whatever the Eagles do tonight doesn't even matter. I nailed it.
Take them plus 50. You already won this pod. You won that bet. Like,
it's true. It's true.
Good to go. Yeah, I mean.
Wow,
look,
that was really exciting.
Geno Smith.
That was an exciting moment for me. Go ahead.
That was. I just, Steelers aren't that good. They're missing Juju Smith-Schuster now. But 5.5, I mean. Geno Smith.
Geno. Come on.
Yeah. All right. I'm taking the Steelers.
Yeah. I feel good about that one.
So this is a big game for the Eagles. Bills at Titans.
In the sense of the Titans keeping...
You need the Titans to lose because you need the Colts to remain feeling like
I like
they
this.
Could.
Well, luckily, I think they will.
Yes.
Now,
it's in
where
Tennessee.
Is it?
Just
it's in Tennessee.
That out there. It's in Tennessee.
Bills. I'm deciding if
I... You're not going to take the Titans.
No, I'm taking the Bills no matter what the line is. I'm trying to decide if I want to go 6.5 or 7. I'll say Bills.
Oh, right.
I'll say Bills by 6.5.
Only 5.5.
Really? I mean, that's even more reason to take the Bills. It's a weird line, but I love the Bills here. Love them.
Now, I will say, like, Titans run it a lot, slow the game down. In Tennessee, prime time. Nah, I'll take the Bills. The Bills, I mean, obviously the Bills are good. That's not like a hot take statement, but like the Bills, I think, are like legit.
I know.
Like Josh Allen. Super, you know what's interesting? Justin Herbert gets so much talk as like the guy you would take besides Mahomes.
This is a great point, Elliot.
I mean, Josh Allen, he has to be right up there too, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
he's a way better runner than
Justin
Herbert.
He is the MVP front runner right now. Like, he is the odds on favorite to win the MVP.
And he makes as many like wow throws as
it's a great point,
Mahomes
man.
Does.
It's a great point. Josh Allen,
like everyone
needs
gets
to be
all over Mahomes when he does like a shovel pass, but like Josh Allen's like whipping it, you know, 55, 60 yards down the field on a rope.
It's
like,
it's a great point, man. I co-sign this statement. He needs to be. I've been guilty of it too. It's a great point.
All right, let's build this parlay.
Okay, so that was the Monday nighter. Oh, it's a fun game.
That was a Monday nighter.
Okay, so here's what I've written down. I have Packers -4.5. KC -6.5, Vikings -1.5, Dallas -3.5, and the Rams -9.5. Those are a five.
Okay, so if we do all five.
So KC is a lock, right? Well, do you want to do two? Do you want to do a long shot like with all five and then like a three-teamer? If we do all five, we should do some money line action.
It's a good point.
So I think like Dallas money line at -3.5 is fun to put in there. I think we do Vikings. I guess 1.5.
Hold on. Let me get to Dallas money line. So Dallas money line. All right, I have that in there now. So Dallas money line. I mean, the Vikings is basically money line. It's 1.5.
Yeah,
Chiefs,
so it doesn't matter.
Chiefs -6.5.
Yeah, Chiefs -6.5. I think we keep as is. Do we want to do Packers money line or do we want to do the -4.5?
I mean, the Bears are a bit frisky. Yeah, maybe we do the money line for that one.
Money line all Packers, right. And then Rams. What do we do? You, by the way, you can always do alternate spreads with this stuff. It's just we're on a podcast and complicated to do it all. But you could do alternate spreads. Do we just toss
we
the money
roll
line?
With the Rams -9.5.
Oh, I love it. Let's do it. Let's see what this comes out to.
So if we put 10 down on that, we win 153. So we have Dallas money line, Packers money line, Chiefs 6.5, Vikings 1.5, Rams -9.5.
So we made the comment earlier that this is much more of a have fun with gambling podcast.
Than let's just do the 10.
Yeah, we're going to win you money podcast. So let's do it.
I mean, look, a few of these are locks. Like the Cowboys are winning. The Packers are winning. The Chiefs pretty close to a lock. Vikings is a little scary.
Vikings, I feel good about
in
this.
In Carolina.
Let's go. Yeah, we're all Viking right, putting a... You know, money on Kirk Cousins on the road. You know, that's scary, but I feel good.
I did I have it. It's done. That's the parlay.
All right.
And we won last week. So, you know, we're playing with house money.
Yeah, we're hot. We're white hot right now. All right. You got any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah. One of my friends hit a parlay and won over $1,000, and I was so jealous.
What? What was the. Like odds, how much did they
put
down?
I forget what it was. Yeah, it was like he needed like eight things to happen or something like that.
Wow, mazel. That's super cool. There's no better
I know, but
feeling.
It's always that moment where you're like,
yay, I wish it were me. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? All these people like tweeting out their parlays and stuff. I look at it, I'm like, I wish it were me.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I wish it were me.
I have trouble being happy for people when they win.
I do too. Yeah. I mean, that's not true. I feel pretty happy for people. I just wish I won too, you know?
Yeah. Well, but
I just want everyone to win, Elliot. I want everyone to win. That's what I want.
I just want, honestly, like, I just want me to win, and then I also want you to win. Like, if I'm being honest, like, I would love, in a world where I win, I would like to see other people win as well. But I don't want to see other people win unless, like, I would love if Kristen won a bet because I'm sharing that money with her.
Yeah.
You know, but outside of that, like, and I guess the Go Birds listeners.
There we go. See, look at you, Mr. Magnanimous there. Love it.
Exactly.
But your buddy on your text chain, fuck that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, he showed me, I was like, oh, yay. Like, that's so cool. And inside, I'm like, why? I'm like, first of all, why didn't you tell me you were placing this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, so whatever.
I love it.
Whatever.
I love it. I love it. My final thought is a simple one. Two words. Game day. Go Birds.
There it is. Yeah. There it is.
There it is. All right. He's out of him, James.
Four words. Oh, yeah.
No, well, I was saying it's a game day, so the two words are.
Oh, okay. Fair
go enough. Birds. I actually am like college game day, even though it is two words. I consider game day one word. So.
I also think end zone should be one word.
I agree with you. It's a great point, Elliot.
This is
the important
it's
stuff we
words.
Get to at the end of the pod. I'm with you. End zone's one word.
Yeah.
We're making it one word. I don't care.
And then every single time I type it, I'm like, I should know that it's two words,
yep.
But in my head, I'm like,
Yep. Yeah. Do you have words? Do you have words? You're someone who writes a lot. I know that I do. Do you have words that you just can never type right? Like no matter how many times.
Oh.
Yes.
You want to know the word? I can't even get this word correct enough that spell check. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Disease.
Really?
I like that in restaurant.
D-I-S-E, disease.
I'm going to try to spell it right now. D-I-S-E-A-E.
S-E.
All right.
S-E.
Okay. So I had D-I-S-E-A-S-E. So I was wrong about that. All right.
I just
so this is a little, this is a little preview, by the way, of my SAT score.
I love it.
And then, all right. Restaurant. Rest.
It's the
R-E-S-T. This is what always fucks me up.
Yeah, this is the hard part.
A-R-A-U-N-T?
No.
Damn it.
Correct. It's A-U. A-U is the key there.
Fair enough. Yeah. Rest, well, yeah. So those are my two words. What about you?
So I don't have words that I have problems spelling. I'm good at spelling. But like I'm talking about like certain words, like when I type the words out for some reason, because I'm a big, you know, I like to look at the screen when I'm typing. I type without looking at the keys. So like there are just certain words that for some reason my fingers always do the wrong thing with. And I'm not coming up with any now. It happens when I type it. I know that, like, I'm gonna do it wrong. So I don't know why that came up. I wish I had an example of it as I said it. But there are certain, like, I'll know when it happens. It's gonna happen like tomorrow. I'm gonna be typing. I'm like, damn, I should have said this word on the pod. But anyway.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
All right.
Well, let's go win some money.
Nice little addendum to the pod there. Let's win some money. Let's freaking win a football game, Eagles. And either way, we'll be back to talk to you about it after the game tonight. So until then. You tell them James, we'll talk to you soon.